R. Crosby Kemper Jr. was born in 1927 in Kansas City, the only son of R. Crosby Kemper Sr. and Enid Jackson Kemper. Throughout his active life, many of his preoccupations reflect the legacy of a long line of Kansas City aristocrats and civic leaders involved in banking, agriculture, and politics. His grandfather was a successful grain trader, twice a candidate for Kansas City mayor and bank president. His father also worked for the family grain business and became president of the family bank. R. Crosby Kemper Jr. would follow in the tradition of hard work and civic engagement, according to his son, Crosby Kemper III, who spoke on KCUR's Up to Date this morning.
Every minute of his life he lived to the fullest. You know, he wanted to suck the marrow out of life, and he really did.
Kemper was a self-identified maverick, a trait perhaps first made public when he left his father's bank to establish his own competing institution. He succeeded on his own, says his son, with his signature determination and big personality.
He looked at the world as a place to do the right thing in, a place to do good in, and he saw that as something related to his business career as well as to his philanthropic career.
As the banking industry changed over the next two decades, the company expanded to form UMB Bank of St. Louis, to merge with banks in Kansas, and purchase banks in Colorado to become the state's largest state-chartered bank, UMB Bank Colorado, N.A. In 1994, the multi-bank holding company became known as UMB Financial Corporation, with interests in six states. Kansas City will remember Crosby Kemper Jr. not only as an advocate for a hometown bank committed to customer service, but as one of the city's most generous philanthropists. Frank Byrne, executive director of the Kansas City Symphony, says that in 1982, when some in the city were prepared to let the bankrupt Kansas City Philharmonic die, Crosby Kemper stepped in with funds and leadership.
Crosby was resolute. He had this passionate belief this must happen, and he got together with a core group, which included Don Hall Sr., Henry Block, Paul Henson, and others. It was largely due to his force of personality that this became a reality.
The city's visual art establishment shows Kemper's handprint as well. A generous contributor to the Nelson Atkins Museum, he's perhaps most associated with the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. The museum began with 300 pieces from the personal collection of Kemper and his wife, Bibi. With his support, the museum now has a collection of more than 1,200 works. Barbara O'Brien, executive director of the Kemper Museum, says millions of people have been exposed to visual art through Kemper's generosity.
Mr. Kemper challenged all of us to love art, value its relationship to civic life of a community, and to appreciate it for its beauty and meaning in our lives.
Kemper also believed in preserving the heritage of animal agriculture. The family donated millions of dollars to the American Royal to build the Kemper Arena in memory of his late father. He established the Agriculture Future of America, an organization aimed at encouraging young people to go into agriculture-related business. The organization's Mark Stewart says Kemper saw the Midwest as the heart of American agriculture and agribusiness.
Mr. Kemper believed strongly in agriculture as an industry, and before you planted a seed in the ground and cultivated it, people wouldn't be have the ability to make money and obviously work with their bank.
Crosby Kemper Jr. prided himself on being an independent thinker, a doer, and an altruist. While some might remember him for his strong opinions and uncompromising nature, former Mayor Richard L. Berkeley, who worked closely with Kemper and considered him a friend, sees it differently.
He should go down as one of the top citizens of this era. Well, some didn't agree with him, and I didn't agree with him at times. I think he had the best interests of the community at heart.
In Kemper's memory, the family requests contributions to the Agriculture Future of America, the American Royal, Phillips Academy, the Kansas City Symphony, or the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.